Hey folks, this is Jesse Cope, back with another episode of the American Soul Podcast. Hope y'all are doing well, wherever y'all are, whatever part of the day you're in. I sure do appreciate you joining me, giving me a little piece of your day. I hope it gives you something to look forward to. Hope it gives you some tools to help our country. Helps our country just a little bit. And maybe gives you something to sit around and talk about with a friend, parent or a child or a spouse. I'm glad you're here. For those of y'all that continue to share the podcast and tell others about it, thank you so much. I'm incredibly grateful for that. Y'all help it to grow. Not a lot on the homestead. Got some more rain. Gonna see if we can get a little work on the duck coop done. I think that's about it. I think we lost all of our apple trees from last year. I really thought we had managed to save a couple, but they still haven't leafed out, and I don't think they're going to at this point, which is sad. We'll have to try again. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, your forgiveness. Thank you for the time to record this podcast. Thank you for the people that listen to it. Guide us, Lord, bless us. Protect us from evil of any kind. Surround us with your angels. Thank you for the time you're giving us in this country to turn back to you, regardless of what happens to our nation as a whole. Help us, though, Father, if there's any chance to turn back to you. Help us to repent of our sins, both individually and as a nation. Help us to help those that have less than we do, Father, those who are hurting and alone, the widow and the orphan, the poor and the needy. And not just with words, but with actions. And guide my words here. Father, please. Your Son's name we pray. Amen. Have you read your Bible today? Have you given just a few minutes to it? Doesn't have to be a lot, folks. You can just listen to a few minutes of the Book of Matthew. It's what we're in right now. Reading on the podcast. Most of the little snippets are anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes long. Have you prayed today for thanking God for all the blessings you have, forgiveness, seeking forgiveness for the whatever sins you've committed, seeking forgiveness for the sins of our nation, praying for your family, for your friends, for your enemies, for our leaders, for yourself, whatever's heavy on your heart. Doesn't have to be long, folks. Doesn't have to be wordy. It doesn't have to be in some particular perfect format. Just like starting a conversation. Just a few minutes. Have you planned your day around your spouse, second only to God? Have you made time today to spend with them, to listen without offering unsolicited advice or commentary? to go for a walk, to have sex, to sit on the porch. Whatever it is that makes your spouse know that they're your second priority. We have time, folks, for these things. Today, you have time. And if you don't, if you really don't, if you're one of those extremely rare individuals that truly has no time to spare for anything other than food and sleep, then, especially in America, you gotta start to work toward fixing that somehow. There's I'm not necessarily a huge Joe Rogan fan, folks. But he made the comment, particularly in America today, he said, look, if you wake up and you're in a dead-end job, a place that you just can't stand, and there's nothing just on the horizon, nothing seems to be going well, he said, the very first thing you need to do is realize that, and his language is a lot more colorful than mine, folks. I'll leave you to imagine that. He said, the first thing you got to do is you messed up. You, not anybody else, you, big time. He said, and then the second thing you got to do is you got to spend every spare second, spare waking moment that you have trying to figure out how to get out of the mess that you're in. And so many of us don't do that. We get ourselves in these messes and then we make excuses in order to stay in the mess. Oh, we've got to have two incomes now. We have all this debt. We can't, God forbid, we sell the house or the land and downsize to something more obtainable. We turn in the fourth new car we've had in 5 years and get an older model that we can pay for, or a cheaper new model that we can pay for. We don't go out to eat all the time. We don't pick our phone up first or turn the TV on first. We pick our Bible up first. We touch our spouse first. But we make excuses. And it's so funny. I won't stay on this much longer, folks, but it's ironic. We look back in time at other times in history, right? You may not understand this example, or it may not resonate with you, this particular example, but I think you'll get the idea. We look back, for example, at some of the really wealthy people in history, just generically, not individuals, not the super, super wealthy, but just like a class of people, like the British aristocrats in the early 20th century, when it started to become impossible to live the lifestyle that they were used to for most of them. And so they had to retrench, or back at the beginning of the 19th century, I think the same thing happened in a lot of cases. And we look back and we go, okay, look, you have all this stuff to begin with. Just spend a little less money. Just do things a little less extravagant, you know. And we look back and it's so easy to see that in other people, you know, or we look at a marriage that's struggling. It's like, okay, well, maybe focus on your spouse, or you know, somebody that is really struggling with their faith, and we're like, well, do you read the Bible at all? Anyway, it's so easy to pick out in other people, and yet we have blinders on for ourselves. Some of us really, truly blinders, like we just really don't see it. And some of us, we see it, but we pretend we don't. February the 4th, 1783, 16 months after the last major battle, Yorktown, England finally said, we're done. We've had enough. On September the 8th of the same year, a peace treaty was signed by John Adams, John Jay, and Benjamin Franklin. And then it was approved by the full Congress. And the opening line is, In the name of the most holy and undivided Trinity. So we thought, gave all this blood, treasure, for almost a decade, not quite right, but years. And we're signing this peace treaty, and the very first line goes to God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we're supposed to believe that our country wasn't founded on Christianity, or even by men whose faith was in God, the Father of Jesus Christ. It doesn't make any sense, folks. It's just not historically accurate. Go back to the comment by Benjamin Franklin. I wish I had the quote in front of me. I don't, but he made the comment that, you know, when I give a speech or write an article or whatever in America, I don't have to explain the biblical references. The people get it. They know it because they're so well versed in the Bible. They understand the references to the Old and New Testament without me having to explicitly state them. There's a speech by, I think, JFK that pops into my mind often when we talk about this subject. And he makes the comment, it's out of Psalms, about the watchman on the wall. They watch in vain if God isn't with them, basically. I'm paraphrasing, forgive me. But that's a reference to the Bible. And there's so many of these throughout our history, but we don't know them today because we don't know the Bible. We don't spend time in the Bible. We don't read it every day. We don't soak it up. We soak up Netflix. We soak up Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and TikTok and YouTube. We soak up entertainment, movies and singers and sports. Lord, do we soak up sports. And particularly, we soak up people that by their actions despise America, despise our founding faith, despise the gospel of Christ. We soak that up, man. Every day we soak it up. And then we can't figure out why we're so clueless. And we want to blame other people, and you know, there's some of that's a little true, for sure. You know, kids, as kids, we can blame our parents a little bit for not doing a better job. Directing us over the last few generations. But I would ask, I wonder if we're doing a much better job today as parents to our children. But at some point, folks, we have to take responsibility. And it's hard to blame other people when we're given 2 or 3 hours in one day to a sporting event and 0 minutes to the Bible, or 2 or 3 hours every day to our phone or the TV and 0 minutes to our Bible and prayer. Or even something that's really good for our bodies, like going out and working out for an hour, maybe more, and zero time to our Bible and prayer. I don't have much sympathy there. There's a comment. This is a quote, and I'm not really sure what the basis of it is, folks. It's a quote from someone in England. Sir Richard Sutton read a copy of a letter from a governor in America to the Board of Trade showing that, quote, if you ask an American who is his master, he will tell you he has none, nor any governor but Jesus Christ. And that, oh, I think that's a quote by, yeah, Thomas Paine. Lord, just flipped open to that. Thank you, Father. But where, say some, is the King of America? I'll tell you, friend, he reigns above. Which is really ironic, right? Because Thomas Paine ended up writing what? He wrote Common Sense, right? I think I've got that right. Hope I've got that right. But in the end of his life, he became wrote a book. I can't even remember the title of it, but it was an attack on Christianity. We've talked about it on the podcast before. Now I'm doubting my brain. Tell you what, you get all these quotes floating around in your head, and then you start to, yeah, Thomas Paine, Common Sense. You start to really doubt yourself sometimes. Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Earl Warren. I believe the entire Bill of Rights came into being because of the knowledge of our forefathers had of the Bible and their belief in it. Freedom of belief, of expression, of assembly, of petition, the dignity of the individual, the sanctity of the home, equal justice under law, and the reservation of powers to the people. I like to believe we are living today in the spirit of the Christian religion. I like also to believe that as long as we do so, no great harm can come to our country. This was a Chief Justice of our Supreme Court. And he's telling us that our entire Bill of Rights, which is an echo of a comment made by Truman, I believe, comes from the knowledge that our founders had of the Bible. See, the point, again, folks, is you don't have to be Christian in order to be American. But if you want America to continue, and we're not really functioning that well, that his last line is so true. As long as we live in the spirit of Christianity, the gospel of Christ, no great harm can come to our country. We may have hard times that we have to get through, but the nation will survive. And that's just not what we see today. We're crumbling. That echoes Lincoln's comment that our real danger is from within, and that's certainly true today. But our Bill of Rights. Everybody likes to talk about rights today. And really, on both sides of the political aisle, I have my right to free speech. We're making up rights today. Trans rights, women's rights, dog rights, cat rights. Who knows? We're making up all sorts of stuff today. And yet, we don't ever want to talk about the fact that those rights come from God, and that those rights that our founders built the Bill of Rights based on the Bible. If we don't follow those principles of Christ, we don't have a country. And you can see it today. We're just absolutely falling apart because we don't have a sure foundation. It really is like the parable that Jesus talked about of building a house, whether it's on the rock, right, or it's on the sand. You build your house, you follow God's commands and actually build your house on that, then it stands. It's like building your house on a rock, and the floods and the storms come, but the house is okay. But if you don't, it's like building your house on a foundation of sand, and the storms come and the waves come and the house falls. And how great is the fall? Andrew Jackson said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic stands, is founded. And we've been chipping away. We just took the rock away. And now we can't seem to figure out why this harm is coming to our country. It's really simple, folks. It's not a difficult concept to grasp. We got rid of God. God bless y'all, your families, your marriages. God bless America. Turn us back.